Several indigenous communities across Canada have been without clean drinking water for years, and they're not alone. Contaminated water is a widespread problem in Canada, affecting remote communities and those close to the U.S. border. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller begins her story at a reservation in Ontario.
The Six Nations of the Grand River Reserve is just 70 miles from Buffalo. It's an easy drive, down one-lane roads and past field after field of farmland. I stop into a classroom in the Haudenosaunee Community Center, where about 10 men are learning about a funeral ritual. But when I arrive, Leroy Hill shifts the conversation to a new topic, water.
Is there anybody here who don't have to either buy water or get it home?
I have to buy water.
You live by water, Jack?
You gotta buy Some water. Of the men have contaminated water wells in their backyards. Some have wells without water. Others just don't drink the water because they don't trust it.
I don't think any of us sitting here really have, like, good water.
Six Nations has a boil water advisory for residents who rely on well water. It's been in place for nearly 20 years. So the folks who live here have to get their water in other ways. One man says it cost $80 to fill his cistern every 2 months. Some residents go to a station in the center of town to fill tanks. And others, especially older people, pay to have their water delivered. Hill says Six Nations deserves better treatment from Canadian officials.
The government said we'll manage it and we'll provide your services. That's the agreement. And they're doing a piss poor job.
Contaminated drinking water is a big problem for Canada's Indigenous communities, known as First Nations. There are currently 67 long-term advisories designed to protect residents from bacteria and other harmful contaminants. In some communities, the Canadian government warns residents not to use the water at all, even for washing up. Lizanne Baldeck of Indigenous Services Canada says the goal is to remove all advisories by 2021, in addition to repairing and replacing water treatment facilities.
We would like to see as fast as possible, and we are committed to supporting First Nation as quickly as possible resolve these issues, recognizing that infrastructure does take some time to be implemented.
The Canadian government has pledged $1.8 billion to resolve the First Nations problem. But Six Nations experience shows it's not an easy fix. In 2013, a new $41 million water treatment plant opened in the community. That provided the capacity to serve the whole community. Half of its 27,000 members live on reserve. Operators went from producing 12 liters a second to 50. But Public Works Director Michael Montour says there's still one part missing, the customers.
That stat is about 9% of our population then is serviced directly from the water treatment plant.
The cost of connecting the entire community to the plant is $200 million. And that probably won't happen anytime soon because the problem across Canada is so enormous. Some First Nations don't even have a water treatment plant, so they're a higher priority for government funding.
There's over 600 First Nations in Canada, over 130 in Ontario. So once that actually trickles down, I mean, that's not a big number.
But there is a new project that may shed some light on water quality issues in Six Nations. It's led by Don Martin Hill, Indigenous Studies professor at McMaster University and resident of the Six Nations Reserve. The project will figure out what contaminates water sources here and how to solve long-standing problems.
I think Americans and Canadians are now going to understand in the very short near future why they shouldn't be taking water for granted, because it is a precious resource. It's blue gold.
The project has funding for 3 years, and Martin Hill says she's already received requests for help from other Indigenous communities. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.